Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all our dear brethren that are coming in, dear families that are coming in. And for those that are listening on the phone, we will begin our children's Sabbath school lesson. And what a blessed Sabbath it is today. Praising God that the Lord allowed me to come in into the room because I was not able to come in yesterday. Our computer problem, but the Lord to be praised. So we are still in Desire of Ages, chapter 8. And this is the Passover Visit, Part 3, in January 25th, 2014. And we will begin with our opening song for our studies. And it's taken from the scriptures, Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 through 6, and verse 11. The title is Trust in the Lord with All Thy Heart. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. My son, despise not the shepherding of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Amen. If anyone of the dear family would like to have opening prayer, may you come up to the mic.
Father, I thank you for this being able to have this for today. I thank you for this being able to work us up this morning yet have another blessed Sabbath. I thank you for being able to shield us from the cold wind, winter of snow outside. Let us be able to understand better from now until you showing ourselves to what must be right. Forgive us all for our sins and our nipping on a Christ-like spirit, and help us be able to learn what we must know in this room, that way we can be able to keep it in our hearts and minds. This is my prayer in Jesus Christ's holy name. Amen.
So let us begin with our opening scripture before our study. It's taken from Luke chapter 1, verse 32 from the King James Version, and it reads, He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. So this week, boys and girls, we will continue with part 3 in our lesson book, The Passover Visit from the Desire Ages. If any one of the dear family would like to take the following verses, bubble out.
Luke 1:33, And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom there shall be no end. Isaiah 61, Arise, shine, for the light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Luke 2:40, And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom and grace, and of God was upon him. Luke 2:50, And they understood not the saying which he spake unto them.
Luke 2:51, And when he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject unto them, but his mother kept all these sayings in her heart. Luke 2:52, And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man.
2 Corinthians 3:18, But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Amen.
Praise the Lord. So let us continue in our book, Desire Ages, and we're still in chapter 8, and this chapter will finish with chapter 8, and we will begin a new chapter next Sabbath. So we will be discussing pages 81 through 83. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the next paragraph, bubble up.
Desire of Ages, page 81. In the answer to his mother, Jesus showed for the first time that he understood his relation to God. Before his birth, the angel had said to Mary, He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. Luke chapter 1, verse 32 and 33. These words Mary had pondered in her heart, yet while she believed that her child was to be Israel's Messiah, she did not comprehend his mission.
Desire of Ages, page 81. Now she did not understand his words, but she knew that he had disclaimed kinship to Joseph and had declared his sonship to God. Jesus did not ignore his relation to his earthly parents. From Jerusalem, he returned home with them and aided them in their life of toil. He hid in his own heart the mysteries of his mission, waiting submissively for the appointed time for him to enter upon his work.
Desire of Ages, page 82. For 18 years after he had recognized that he was the Son of God, he acknowledged the tie that bound him to the home at Nazareth and performed the duties of a son, a brother, a friend, and a citizen. As his mission had opened to Jesus in the temple, he shrank from contact with the multitude. He wished to return from Jerusalem in quietness with those who knew the secret of his life. By the Paschal service, God was seeking to call his people away from their worldly cares and to remind them of his wonderful work in their deliverance from Egypt. In this work, he desired them to see a promise of deliverance from sin. As the blood of the slain lamb sheltered the homes of Israel, so the blood of Christ was to save their souls. But they could be saved through Christ only, as by faith they should make his life their own. There was virtue in the symbolic service only as it directed the worshipers to Christ as their personal Savior. Amen.
Desire of Ages, page 82. God desired that they should be led to prayerful study and meditation in regard to Christ's mission. But as the multitudes left Jerusalem, the excitement of travel and social intercourse too often absorbed their attention, and the service they had witnessed was forgotten. The Savior was not attracted to their company. As Joseph and Mary should return from Jerusalem alone with Jesus, he hoped to direct their minds to the prophecies of the suffering Savior.
Well, good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls. Why did the blood of the slain lamb sheltering the homes of the Israel symbolize and teach? If you know the answer to this question, dear one, bubble up.
The answer was there was virtue in the symbolic service only as it directed the worshippers to Christ as their personal Savior, so the blood of Christ was to save their souls. But they could be saved through Christ only as by faith they should make his life their own.
Praise God. So let us learn a beautiful scripture song, dear ones. The scripture is taken from Isaiah 60, verses 1 to 3. From the King James Version.
Thank you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So let us continue in our study. We still desire of ages, page 82. If anyone of the dear family would like to continue the following paragraph, blah, blah.
Desire of ages, page 82. Upon Calvary, he saw Felicity lighten his mother's grief. He was thinking of her now. Mary was the witness of his last agony, and Jesus desired her to understand his mission, that she might be strengthened to endure when the sword should pierce through her soul. As Jesus had been separated from her and she had sought him sorrowing 3 days, so when he should be offered up for the sins of the world, would he again be lost to her for 3 days?
Desire of Ages, page 82. And as she should come forth from the tomb, her sorrow would again be turned to joy. But how much better she could have borne the anguish of his death if she had understood the scriptures to which he was now trying to turn her thoughts. If Joseph and Mary had stayed their minds upon God by meditation and prayer, they would have realized the sacredness of their trust and would not have lost sight of Jesus.
Desire of Ages, page 83. By one day's neglect, they lost the Savior, but it cost them 3 days of anxious search to find him. So with us, by idle talk, evil speaking, or neglect of prayer, we may in one day lose the Savior's presence, and it may take many days of sorrowful search to find him and regain the peace that we have lost. In our association with one another, we should take heed lest we forget Jesus and pass along unmindful that he is not with us.
So remember, dear ones, the amazing grace for us to have Christ is our mind through which Christ thinks, a heart through which Christ loves, a voice through which Christ speaks, and a hand through which Christ helps. Everything is surrounded by our Savior. Everything that we do is going to be motivated by our Savior. If we want to do the will of God, we must put on Christ, dear ones. Question, boys and girls, what should Joseph and Mary have kept their minds on in order to realize the sacredness of their trust of Jesus, and as well as not lose sight of him? And what kind of behavior of us today will make us lose the Savior presence as his parents did? If you know the answer to this question, dear one, bubble up.
The answer is, if they had stayed their minds upon God by meditation and prayer, and so with us by idle talk, evil speaking, or neglect of prayer, we may in one day lose the Savior's presence. And it may take many days of sorrowful search to find him and regain the peace that we have lost.
The Desire of Ages, page 83. When we become absorbed in worldly things so that we have no thought for him in whom our hope of eternal life is centered, we separate ourselves from Jesus and from the heavenly angels. These holy beings cannot remain where the Savior's presence is not desired and his absence is not marked. This is why discouragement so often exists among the professed followers of Christ, taken from Desire of Ages, page 83, paragraph 2.
So, dear one, don't forget to think heavenly. We have to live above the worldly lines. There is ways that we can be able to discern when it is that we lose in Christ. God's voice will make you be still. He leads you. He resources you. He enlightens you. He encourages you. He comforts you. He calms you. He convicts you. But also the enemy, he's the one that rushes you, pushes you, frightens you, confuses you, discourages you, gives you worry as well. He basically do all the opposite that what the Lord does for us. So keep your face towards Christ. Seek his face, dear one, because that's the only way we can be able to truly have not only his presence, but also the presence of the heavenly angels around us. We are still reading from Desire of Ages on page 83, if anyone of the dear family would like to take the next paragraph, Babula.
Desire of Ages, page 83. Many attend in religion service and are refreshed and confronted by the Word of God. But though the neglect of meditation, watchfulness, and prayer, they lose the blessing and find themselves more destitute, and before they receive it, often they feel that God has dealt hardly with them. They do not see the fault in their own. By separating themselves from Jesus, they have shut away the light of his presence. Desire of Ages, page 83, paragraph.
What things will separate us from Jesus and from the heavenly angels? And how do we lose our blessings and find ourselves feeling more destitute than before we receive them? If you know the answer to this question, dear one, bubble up.
When we become absorbed in worldly things so that we have no thought for him in whom our hope of eternal life is centered, and through neglect of meditation, watchfulness, and prayer, we lose our blessings. Desire of Ages, page 83. It would be well for us to spend a thoughtful hour each day in contemplation of the life of Christ. We should take it point by point and let the imagination grasp each scene, especially the closing ones. As we thus dwell upon his great sacrifice for us, our confidence in him will be more constant, our love will be quickened, and we shall be more deeply imbued with his spirit. If we would be saved at last, we must learn the lesson of penitence and humiliation at the foot of the cross.
Desire of Ages, page 83. As we associate together, we may be blessed to one to another. If we are Christ, our sweetest thought will be of him. We shall love to talk of him, and as we speak to one to another of his love, our heart would be softened by divine influence. Beholding the beauty of his character, we shall be changed into the same image from glory to glory. That is so beautiful. 2 Corinthians 3:18, Desire of Ages, 83, paragraph 5. Blessed Sabbath, everyone.
Amen.
Question, boys and girls. What would be well to do for an hour each day concerning the life of Christ? And how should we go about doing this? If you know the answer to that question, dear ones, bubble up.
It would be well for us to spend a thoughtful hour each day in contemplation of the life of Christ. We should take it point by point and let the imagination grasp each scene, especially the closing one.
Praise the Lord. So let's learn a beautiful song, dear ones, concerning what we have learned today. And our dear sister is going to share.
In times like these, we need a Savior. In times like these, you need an anchor. Be very sure. Be very sure. Your anchor hope and risk the sun.
Praise the Lord. So remember, dear ones, that in any situation, the Word of God has every instruction to help us along as we struggle our daily in putting down our flesh and to be able to hold on to Jesus that He may give us the peace and rest that we need. So next week, we will begin a new chapter in our study book. It's called Days of Affliction. We would like to have closing prayer at this moment. And for those that are listening on the phone, we had just ended our children's Sabbath school lesson, and we're going to have closing prayer at this moment.
Father, dear Lord God Jesus, precious Holy Spirit, we thank you so much for allowing us to have such a beautiful study brought before us and to be able to have fellowship together, and for blessing us with your presence, for filling our hearts with your love, for planting the seed of your truth in each and every one of these little minds and our own older minds too. We pray, O dear Lord, that you'll please help us to remember what we learned today of the beautiful sacrifice that the Lord Jesus made for us and for all the trials that even as a youth he had to experience and grow up and understand. Help us to do the same thing too, O Lord, as we walk our life. We pray that you'll please be with the children throughout the rest of the week and with us also. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. So next Sabbath, dear ones, remember it's a new chapter. It is chapter 9 and the title is The Days of Conflict. And that will be held February 1st, 2014. So a blessed Sabbath to all the dear family that participated in the reading and those that are listening on the phone. We hope and pray that you was blessed as well. And we have prepared children's activity so the children will be able to continue on meditating upon the words that they learn, upon the lesson that they also learn, where they can be able to carry it forth in their daily life. And they can ask the Lord constantly for his presence. Remember, dear one, we have just learned the only way to keep Christ in our presence, let's not lose him. Okay? Let's keep reading and learning and growing in grace. So may you all have a beautiful Sabbath. And for all of those brethren that took part in putting all of these beautiful lessons together, we thank you and God bless.